All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ainge Shekhlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Productions Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this February 26th, 2026 on Free Voices. We have a special subject today, and it's on connection. And we have some of our usual guests coming in to us today. We have our brother Wegedesk from the East Coast, from the Mi'kmaq people. We have Charlotte, and she's from the program Call Me Negotiator. And we also have my brother Shkwait Shekhlach, and we also have Lady Fahima. And we do have Lady Fahima and Charlotte in the house with us. Thank you, ladies, for joining
thank
us.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Yeah. So delighted to be here.
Thank you. Yeah. And yeah, so we also have some great music coming up for you guys. We have some Slamosa. We have Church of the Cosmic Skull. We have Pompamoose featuring Sarah Dugas and Mdu Mokhtar, and also some Tragically Hip. And we would like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Sweden, from France, from Switzerland, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from India, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and helping make this world a better special place. And a special shout out to China for joining us. Thank you all for joining us. And we really appreciate you guys coming in and connecting with us. And so we're going to start out our program with some energetic music from a group called Slamosa, and they're out of Norway, and one of my favorite bands. And so we're going to listen to some Slamosa, and their song is called Battling Guns. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Listen up, you talk, well, my life stops.
All right, we're back, and that was some Slamosa from Battling Guns, and yeah, that was a pretty awesome song. I like the deep bass of their rhythms. So anyways, we're going to get started here, and we weren't able to get a hold of our brother at Wegedus, and so we're going to start off what he usually leads us through. He leads us through some deep breaths. So we're going to prepare ourselves. We're just going to empty our negative energy out of our system. We're going to imagine on our exhale releasing all the negativity that builds up in our lives as the weeks go by and the days go by. And on the inhale, we're going to intake all the positive energy, positive thoughts, and things that will help us throughout our lives, and it'll help us get ready for our interesting subject coming up. And so on 3, 2, 1, we're gonna do our inhale, and then we're gonna release all the negativity on us. 3, 2, 1. One more.
One more time.
Yeah, last one.
Truly, what could be done without the oxygen?
Yeah, and the good thing is it makes us feel so good. And yet it's free.
Yes, that's
it's
right.
It's free. You know, yes, we can all just sit there and breathe and enjoy the beautiful oxygen that, you know, all the trees give us, the plants, and just get that oxygen into our bloodstreams, into our lungs, up to our brain, get us all fired up for our subject. Mm-hmm. And today our subject is on connection. And I thought it would be really great. I was so happy, like last week, because I was just so enthused about the connection we have with China and with Charlotte. She's with us almost every show now, yeah. And it's just great.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and just to be able to connect with people from all over the world and mm-hmm. just like share some positivity and some growth in our lives through our subjects, and it's just a really wonderful thing that we get to do with each other. And it was really great. We were outside and we were listening to one of the other programmers here, and he was talking about our ability to transform our energy. And it's something that I really believe, too, about the energy we have. And we can choose to produce positive energy or negative energy. And, that's one of the things that I started to realize. And we'll get more into that later on, because I do have another interview coming up with Call Me Negotiator.
Oh, yeah.
With Charlotte later. So we're going to continue on with our program here. And we will be speaking with Charlotte, Call Me Negotiator, on this next one. I'm going to play a song that I picked for her, and it's a song from a group called Church of the Cosmic Skull, and the song is called One More Step. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
One more step, you'll be stepping aboard. One
We're back. That was Church of the Cosmic Skull, One More Step. I really love the lyrics where it says, one more step, you'll be stepping aboard your new life, your new self, your new everything. So it's really powerful lyrics, and I really loved it. And we played that for our guest, Charlotte, from Call Me Negotiator. And yeah, so we'd like to hear your words on what connection means for you.
Oh, do you mean like connections between humans? Or because I think there are different kinds of connection. And when you mention about connection, I firstly thought about the connection between human beings. I would say from what I understand, I think being empathetic which is like empathy, is one of the key points of making the connection between human beings. Because being empathetic means understanding the other side's situation, and so you can sort of feel it a little bit. And without really understanding why they feel this way, it's really hard to put ourselves in their shoes. Mm. So that we cannot build the connection, or it would be really hard because everybody only feels the most about their own life, right? So that's what I understand about it.
Mm. Yeah, it is true that we do need the empathy to connect us with other people, because I believe it's one of the strongest things that can help us connect with each other, with other human beings. And it really doesn't matter the race or, you know, our genders or anything like that. It's that special connection that we have when we put ourselves in the shoes of that person, or we have been in the shoes of that person.
All right.
It really does make a huge difference in the connection that we have. And I like to put myself on like almost a global level of seeing like other parts of the world as our fellow human beings, just being on this planet, breathing the same air and drinking the same water and in the same space. And it's almost like we're in a magic state right now, because we're here for such a short time anyway. And what better way to spend it to be connected with other people with the same mindset and the same beliefs of, you know, human rights and justice, just having the freedom to like speak and talk and walk and live in peace and harmony. And it's something that we can all enjoy and empower each other to get to those steps in life, just like the song, One More Step. You know, we can all help each other with that one more step, and we can get into a world of peace and harmony with ourselves and with our human fellow human beings. So I really enjoy your inputs to our subjects and the wisdom that you have and the connections that we have, and especially, you know, connecting with China and and other parts of the world. It's just a really amazing thing. So we really appreciate you and thank you for coming to our program.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. And I think, as you mentioned, the technology could be one leverage for the connection globally. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we wouldn't have our Chinese audiences listening to our show and then be able to get the free voice or the opinions from different part of the world. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely one of the connection from the bigger perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty awesome. Well, I guess we're going to have to carry on with our program here, and we'll be right back.
Lily dreams of exploring outer space. Ahmed dreams of becoming someone's favorite teacher. Ethan dreams of going home, of seeing his friends, of staying alive. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
We're back, and we're going to be connecting with my brother, Shkwait Shaklach from Gwaishkina, B.C. But first, we're going to be playing a special song that he sent for us. And it's from Palm LaMousse featuring Sarah Douglas. And it's a song called Sweet Dreams and White Stripes Mashup. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll connect with Shkwait coming up next. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Just a minute here.
Also, this, you can turn this down quick if you don't like this. It could be a medley of a boom, 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 boom.
Oh my God! Oh yeah!
Boom, 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 boom. It's like in that.
Oh shit! That's it.
La Mousse featuring Sarah Dugas, and the song was Sweet Dreams and White Stripes Mashup. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. The forest fires of 4 years ago and the floods of 4 years ago. So a really extreme survivalist and a very big inspiration for myself and many other people that know his story and history. And so welcome to the program, Shkwait. Nice to have you.
Looks quirky already.
Yeah. Good to be alive and kicking still.
Yeah. So we have our subject today, and it's on connection, and we'd love to hear your words on connection.
Connection. It's connection. Building relationships. You know, if you're going to build a relationship, like I say, always got to be positive. And in order to be that way, working towards a good relationship, you know, you got to be in close proximity and frequently meeting up with a person or company or whatever you're trying to make whoever you're trying to make connections with. And you know, you can't build a good good connection if you're just having conversation where you're asking each other yes and no questions. Mm. And, you know, you got to be engaged. Mm. You gotta have a real conversation, not